This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. Big show this week. My first guest is a music legend. None other than Brenda Lee will be joining us. Later on, Oliver Hudson will be here from the ABC TV show Splitting Up Together. Then Colin Donnell and Nick Gilfus from Chicago Med will be joining us. Cheryl Nelson, who is a FEMA meteorologist, will be here. Very appropriate. Actress Mary Lou Henner will be joining us next hour. Joe Minoso and Yuri Sardanov from Chicago Fire will be joining us, and then the director of Firefighters Safety Research, Steve Gerber, will be here. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause for just a second. When we come back, my first guest is a musical legend. She's been around for a long time and still knocking them dead. Pretty Little Brenda Lee.
Money. Money! Money! Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
I'm sorry, so sorry that I was such a fool. I didn't know love could be so cruel.
You know, I won't live long enough to not love that song. All across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi Today. And we've been doing the show in our 27th year, and way back, probably in our second year, our guest that's going to be with us right now was with us, the lovely and talented legendary Brenda Lee. Hi, Brenda. How are you there?
Hey, Ron. How are you, buddy? Well, I'll start off the interview by congratulating you and thanking you for that statement and say, honey.
Okay.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Well, I couldn't be doing any better. What a treat to get to talk to you, but you can't wait so long for the next time.
No, I tell you, we got to do this. I don't know if I'm going to make it another 27 years, so we got to do this next Wednesday or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, Brenda, I looked down all of your accomplishments. Did you ever write a book about your life?
You know, I did. I want to write another one. And it was a good book. And it was called The Life and Times of Brenda Lee, Little Miss Dynamite.
Yeah.
I would really like to do another one because there are a lot of things that I can say now that I really couldn't because people were still in full swing and going, and it might have upset their lives, and I would never do that.
Yeah,
so I need to do another one.
It is, because you have lived a fascinating life. And I must tell you that you are an incentive to people, not only up-and-coming singers, but also to people just in life in general, because you've had to overcome many obstacles in your life and your career and have been able to do it successfully, starting at a very, very young age. I mean, I can remember as a youngster, and I can say that because at the time, you were a youngster, okay?
Absolutely.
Just looking at you and thinking to myself, how does this little girl, so young, make it so big with such a great voice? You had to, at some point, missed your youth and your teen years because you were working when you were 3 years old.
I was, and my dad died when I was 7.
Yes, I know.
And I became prime support of my family because even at that young age, I didn't want my mother working 18 hours a day in a cotton mill. And that's what she was doing. And I had my older sister and my younger brother. And I knew that there had to be changes. And I had been already singing, you know, just forever. And when I found out at that early, early age that I could make a difference monetary-wise, even though it wasn't a big difference, I thought, this is what I want to do. Because my mom gave up pretty much her life to let me do and be what the fans have allowed me to become and people like you have allowed me to be. And my mom was such a great woman. And, you know, I felt that it was my duty to step in where my dad had left off, and God was good, and I was able to do that.
In 1955, you turned down a gig that you could have performed and made a few bucks in order to meet Red Foley, one of the big country and western stars. That was a big turning point for you, was it not, Brenda?
Oh, my goodness. It changed my whole life. And that was because of a DJ friend of mine that had a record shop / radio show in Augusta, Georgia. And the old famous Bell Auditorium, of course, is still there. And everybody that was anybody always played the Bell. And Peanuts, God love him, would always cart me over there and say, I have this little hometown girl. I think it'd really be a good idea. The crowd would love it if you let her sing a song on your show. And Mr. Red was kind enough to do that. From that, he asked me if I would like to come in and appear on the Junior Jubilee, which was an offshoot of the Ozark Jubilee, but which was for children. And, of course, you know, we said, oh, yeah, yeah. So for 2 years, I rode the Greyhound bus back and forth from Augusta, Georgia to Springfield, Missouri. We left on Friday evening. We'd get there before noon on Saturday. We'd rehearse because it was a live show. We would do the show. We would get back on the bus, get home, and I'd go to school on Monday morning.
Wow.
And finally, we moved to Springfield because I became a regular on the grown-up Ozark Jubilee.
I remember.
And that's where I met people and worked with people like Wanda Jackson and all the greats that got their start on the Jubilee through Mr. Red.
Well, I have a favorite picture of you.
Okay.
You know what I'm going to say. I'm sure you do. What am I going to say, Brenda? You know it.
You're going to say the one with me and Elvis.
Absolutely.
That's one of my favorites, too.
Where was that taken? I think you and I talked about that about 27 years ago.
That was taken. Now, listen, if you don't think I'm a fan, December the 13th, 1957.
Seven.
I believe, right before he was to go overseas to the service.
Right.
And it was the first time that either one of us had ever done the Grand Ole Opry.
I'll be darned.
So that was backstage at the Ryman Auditorium.
Unbelievable. What a picture. This talented lady, still to this very day, is not only touring, but this past Christmas, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, made it to number one on Billboard's country streaming songs. Of course, when we started, we didn't know what streaming was. Streaming was a lake, you know, a river.
I'm not quite sure. I still know what it is.
And then hit the top 40 on Billboard's Hot 100 for the first time since 1961. And it seems, Brenda, like just the other day, you know?
Well, you know what? That was such a thrill. And thank you, folks, for giving me that blessing. Thank you for introducing your kids to it. And that song written by Johnny Marks, who also wrote Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Holly Jolly Christmas, one of our great Christmas Christmas songwriters. Thank you for that song. I just couldn't have done it without people like you and without the audience.
You know, the songs like I played in the introduction, I'm Sorry, Break It to Me Gently, that haunting sound of a lost romance. I mean, you do it better than anybody. What always amazed me, you had this short, small frame. Your husband, somebody told me he's like 6'4", Ronnie?
He is. And you know, when I was doing those songs, I was not allowed to date. I'd never had a date. I really never had a boyfriend, really. And everybody said, then how did you sing those songs with that emotion and all? But, you know, I'll never forget what my great producer, Owen Bradley, said. A great song is easily sung. It's great. It's great.
Yeah, but you know what? You put the emotion into it. And, you know, you had said that to me one time. You didn't really know what love was.
Had no clue.
Yeah, had no clue. But, boy, you sure pulled it off.
Well, you know what that is. That's like a teenager wanting to have a clue, but wasn't allowed to have a clue.
Sometimes when you have a clue, you can't pull it off because you know too much.
I've never said that to anybody. See what you bring out in me?
Yeah, it's a lot.
But that's true. That's true. Isn't that the truth? Yeah, just don't mess with a good thing now.
Now, a tour is coming up. Maltshot Memories Cruise for 5th through the 12th. Oh, boy, I've got to be on there with you. Is the website BrendaLee.com, Brenda?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay,
BrendaLee.com.
BrendaLee.com. You had to be pretty proud that when you were 15, Brenda Lee was compared to the legendary Judy Garland.
Oh, bless your heart. Yeah. Well, she was my idol, and I did get to meet her. And you know what she said to me? I was about 15, maybe just turned 15. She had Liza sitting there with her, because Liza and I are about the same age. And I said, if you had any advice at all that you would give me, what would it be? And I was thinking she was going to tell me something musically. You know what she said? Don't let anyone take away your childhood.
Well,
wow.
And she would know.
She would absolutely know.
Yeah, she would know.
And my blessed mother never let that happen.
Unbelievable. I got the chills when you said that. Well, Brenda,
I did too when she said it.
You know, Brenda, do me a favor. Please don't wait another 27 years. I don't know if I'm going to make it that long.
I know I'm not going to, but thank you for that compliment. I won't.
And we urge everybody to check in with BrendaLee.com. You got to go see her. She's sensational. Brenda, thank you, dear. Thanks for all the years of enjoyment.
And thank you, and thank your audience for everything. And I'll close and say, keep on rocking.
Thanks, Brenda. Brenda Lee, a legendary singer, a delightful lady, the Dynamite Singer. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Break it to me gently. Let me down the easy way. Make me feel that you still love me. If it's just for one more day.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home values. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back to Ron Sedgy Today, all across the USA and around the world. Well, a couple of months back, our next guest was with us, and we were talking about a new TV show that he is part of, and I told him at that time that I thought the premise and the storylines were endless. He proved me right, because it is doing well on ABC, Tuesday nights at 9:30, 8:30 Central Time. It's called Splitting Up Together. Joining us is our friend Oliver Hudson. Hi, Oliver. Welcome back. Congratulations on the show.
Thank you very much.
I remember distinctly saying that the storylines for this show are endless, and it's really come to fruition, has it not?
Yes, your prediction was correct. I know there's a lot of stories to tell. I mean, when you're dealing with relationships and kids, I mean, you're right, it's pretty much endless.
Yeah.
Because there's something new that happens every day in the life of three kids, and I know that from a personal experience.
Right. For those people who may not know the premise, if you haven't, get out from underneath that rock, is that the role that Oliver plays is a role that he plays with Jenna Fisher, and they're married, but they're not really getting along together really well. And they have three children. I love the reasons for this. You know, everybody says, I don't want to get a divorce because of the kids. But you have a twofold deal. The kids and a daunting real estate market. Something very emotional and heartfelt, right? Let's look at the real estate market here before we decide if we're breaking up. Pretty funny premise.
No, I know. Well, it's you know, economics play a large part in whether two people divorce or don't divorce.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's expensive. Divorce is expensive. And, you know, on my sort of travels after the first season, I have gotten so much feedback from a lot of people who are going through the situation or have friends who are going through a similar situation, especially in New York, because, you know, the price to live in New York is just so expensive. And, you know, if you're going to divorce or get separated, where are you going to live? You know, you can't have two places.
Yeah.
So people are having to live together. They just can't not. They can't afford to be apart. And that's sort of the idea here, is we just can't afford to be apart. So let's make the best of it and try to raise our kids well, you know.
It's been described as an environment known as a bird's nest. I never heard that terminology before. A bird's nest is when you live together, you're married, but you're not divorced.
I hadn't either. I hadn't either until this season, until last season, bird nesting, which it makes sense. You know, the kids stay in the nest, and then the mom and the dad are the ones who sort of switch off.
Yeah.
Rather than moving the kids around to different houses, keep their life stable.
Uh-huh.
And then the adults who have developed brains can sort of move in and out of the house. And that's sort of the concept, which I think it's a pretty good one.
I actually
you know?
Believe that, too. You know, now I know somebody that did that, but they didn't have any children, so that ended up to be a very precarious situation. But I think the environment of the children, I mean, the woman lived on the patio and the guy lived in the house. In this particular case, I guess the addition of the children make it a little bit of challenging. Now, your married friends, Camille and Arthur, they're kind of brought into this picture, too, because this Camilla is a pretty good-looking lady. And, you know, Arthur figures, boy, you know, he married up, but they're now involved with this. In what way? How do they get involved? Because they don't do that. I mean, they're not in a bird's nest, are they?
No, they're a happily married couple. you know, and she obviously wears the pants in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Arthur is just happy to be there. He can't believe how he scored. You know what I mean?
Right,
and
right.
So he's just willing to sort of be the puppy dog and do whatever she says because he won't be able to survive without her. And that's where the comedy comes in their relationship. It's very, very funny. No, but they don't even have kids. They're okay. And they're just upset because we were their best friends. You know, what are they going to do without us being together?
Yeah. You're starting to date to everybody, well, not necessarily you, but you and Jenna's character,
mm-hmm.
starting to go out a little bit. And that presents another confrontation and dicey situation, does it not?
Yeah. No, it does. I mean, that's just the reality of what it's like to sort of be apart and then living in such close quarters. You know, you got to live your life. And we're free. We're single. So we're able to date. But then we're bringing some of our dates home. And I, in the first season, watch, you know, Jenna sleeping with a guy in his car, which is the most exciting thing to see. And, you know, it's just about dealing with those feelings and the reality of that situation, you know, for sure.
I'm sitting here laughing because for people who may not know this, this is a funny show. I mean, it sounds like it could be a soap opera in the middle of the afternoon, but it is a funny show.
Mm-hmm. That's what's great about it. You know, I mean, it's funny. It's very, very funny and smart. Funny.
Yes,
but you're dealing with the real subject matter, so you want to treat that, you know, you want to treat that honestly,
right?
And that's what we do, and that's what I like about it. So it's very funny, but it's very heartfelt as well.
Well, when you think of everybody involved, first of all, it's executive produced by Ellen DeGeneres, but let's take you, for example, the CBS sitcom Rules of Engagement you were in, Fox show Scream Queens, ABC's Nashville, I love that show, and on the big screen with the Out-of-Towners and Black Christmas and Grown Ups and the WB shows The Mountain and My Guide to Becoming a Rock Star. I mean, certainly no stranger to either the small or the big screen, you know, after all of that experience, what works and doesn't work.
Yeah, I mean, you know what works and doesn't work to you. You know, you have an idea of what's good and what's not good. As far as what works and what doesn't work based on, you know, America, that is not decided by you. And you can only sort of cross your fingers and hope that people understand and love the show like you do.
Yeah.
And this show especially is one that I'm attached to more than any of the other shows I've done. I just relate to this myself. I have three kids myself. I just love it. I love what this show is saying. And then you just hope you can service it and do a great job with it. And then the audience will watch it and feel the same way.
You know,
and so far, so good.
You know, a lot of people think that a show has to have empathy with the audience, like Dallas and, you know, shows like that really was successful. But, you know, not everybody lives in a billion-dollar home in Dallas, Texas, you know. But this show
mm-hmm.
here, even though you may not participate in this kind of a lifestyle, it still is relatable. I think that is what is the attraction. Even though you could be happily married, living together with 42 kids, you watch this
mm-hmm.
and you think, that's possible. And if it isn't, it sure heck is believable.
Well, it's a show not necessarily about divorce. I mean, it's a show about a relationship.
Right.
And it's a show about raising kids. And it's a show about, you know, the differences of personalities and how you have to compromise and sacrifice, you know, some of your beliefs, because that's just the way we operate when you're in a relationship. No one's the same. So I think there's extreme relatability when it comes to that. And you don't have to be divorced or getting divorced or even living together divorced, which is the premise of the show, to understand and relate to these characters and the situations that they're going through.
Well, it's a good show. I wish you much luck with it, Oliver. Again, it's splitting up together. It airs on ABC Tuesdays at 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central Time, and it stars our guest, Oliver Hudson. Come back anytime. We'd love to have you. You're a friend of the show and a good guest.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Okay, nice talking with you. That was Oliver Hudson. Of course, his mom is Goldie Hawn. His father is Bill Hudson from the Hudson Brothers. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump says he will pull the United States from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty with Russia, accusing Moscow of violating the 1987 deal.
We'll have to develop those weapons. Unless Russia comes to us and China comes to us and they all come to us and they say, let's really get smart and let's none of us develop those weapons. But if Russia's doing it and if China's doing it and we're adhering to the agreement, that's unacceptable.
European Union officials are now calling for a thorough investigation after Saudi Arabia admitted a missing journalist was accidentally killed at its consulate in Turkey. Although the president threatened to impose severe consequences against Saudi Arabia, he hasn't suggested as to what those consequences might be. He does say, though, that he wants to preserve the proposed arms sale. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
And you're listening to Ron Segi today. We are nationwide and around the world. And our next guests are from a TV show doing so well. They just started their brand new season. It airs Wednesday nights at 8, 7 Central Time on NBC. It's Chicago Med. Joining us right now is Colin Donnell and Nick Gilfus. Nick, Colin, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What do you attribute the success of the show to, guys?
I mean, I think there's a lot of things. I mean, it starts with Dick Wolf and the universe that he's created with these Chicago shows. You know, it started with the success of Chicago Fire, continued with Chicago PD, and we felt when we started a couple of years ago that we were in a great position to succeed, and thankfully audiences have latched on to us and are really enjoying what we're doing. We're very grateful to be back.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a very exciting time for us as storytellers, because we're about to share what has secluded us for the past 7 months from the rest of our families and friends. But it's this one universe that really does it with the Chicago series. Yeah, it does start with Dick Wolf, and he's like the Dave Grohl of television when you think about it. Yeah. He's got these two major franchises. But this Chicago franchise is all about these shows intertwining, which you've never seen.
No, you're absolutely right. There are many times when Chicago PD and Chicago Fire all mesh together. But I would be remiss if I didn't ask you this, and I've asked this to so many people who are part of the Dick Wolf enterprise, and that is, has anybody ever seen Dick Wolf?
He is, in fact, a real person.
Is he really?
He does exist.
You don't see him. You don't see him in the trade magazines. I have no clue what he looks like, and we've been talking about his shows for the past 20 years, you know?
That's doing something right then, isn't he?
Well, he sure is. He knows how to stay out of the spotlight. Now, your character, Nick, is the stressful supervisor of an ER, an attending physician. I've always said that the toughest job in the world's got to be a doctor in the ER, sees everything. And then you have your problems, Colin, as a aspiring rising star as a heart surgeon. And there's all of these not only technical things and life-saving things that you're dealing with, but now you're dealing a little bit with mind and heart when it comes to romances and balancing, how to handle your cohorts in the emergency room.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the great things about this season is we're really getting to see not just the action of the emergency department and the operating room, but we're really seeing how work affects personal life and how personal life then affects work. We all feel like we're kind of taking a deep dive this season into that interplay, and it's been really exciting to be able to shoot that and to be able to really dig into those characters and the way that it's all come together and fighting each other. Really,
is it difficult to learn the medical terms? And we're not talking about the Andy Griffith Show in Mayberry now. Okay, we're talking about terms that are very difficult to ascertain. Is it tough to learn the lines when you have these kind of terms that you have to deal with in order to make it look and sound realistic?
Yeah, it's a foreign language when you think about it.
Oh, yeah.
And it definitely demands time and attention. But at this point, we were just talking, we have a foundation set, so that's great. They throw some zingers in there every once in a while where it's like, oh, yeah, this is very, very humbling that these people have these words in their back pocket. There's a great outtake reel out there somewhere.
Oh,
there should be.
I would love to see that. I would give anything. Are there real doctors on the set to kind of set you straight if indeed you try to deviate from the medical terms or how things are done?
Always.
Yeah, we have some wonderful consultants. Bob and Bergstrom and Dr. Andrew Dennis are with us full time, making sure that we actually look like we know what we're doing. We actually have real nurses and doctors who come to be background actors.
Yeah,
wow.
We call them expert extras.
Yeah, our expert extras.
That's very
great.
Cool.
I mean, it lends a realism to the show and keeps us from straying too far from the reality of all the medicine.
What about spending time in the ER? I know a lot of times when you're doing a show that is based on real type of occupations, whether it be law enforcement, medical, attorneys, they spend some time. Have you both spent some time in the emergency room just seeing how it's done in real life?
Yeah, for sure. One of the consultants, Dr. Andrew Dennis, that Colin just mentioned, he works at a hospital where we're allowed, I still use it as a resource all the time. I mean, I think that I attribute most of what I'm able to do because of that.
Yeah, I mean, there's no substitute really for being able to witness what these people are doing on a day-to-day basis, and it gives you context not only for the reality of the situation, but it gives you an insight into you know, what these people go through emotionally and what they have to deal with. You know, the life and death situations that we're portraying on TV, they actually live, and it's it gives you a wonderful respect for these professionals and what they're able to accomplish on a day-to-day basis.
What a tremendous cast you have. You know, there's so many good people. You know, Nick, you bring a lot to the table with recurring roles on Shameless, The Newsroom, The Good Wife, Person of Interest, Royal Pains, and on stage with Midsummer Night's Dream. You and I have something in common. We were both born in Cleveland, Ohio.
No kidding.
Yeah, what hospital were you born in?
I was born in Euclid Hospital. Near Little Italy.
Okay. Well, I was born in St. Luke's Hospital. I don't know if it's still there or not. They probably made it They probably made it a temple after I was born there. But I. Yeah, born in Cleveland. Yeah, yeah. And
you're born.
My grandparents. I actually was raised in Pennsylvania, but was on East 125th and Buckeye. But we're Italian, so I don't know what the heck we were doing in that neighborhood. But that's where we were. And Colin, you with the Showtime hit series The Affair. I love Pan Am, which you were part of. Person of Interest. But what role did you play in Jersey Boys?
Well, I was actually part of the ensemble there, and I covered a couple of the two of the four guys, main guys from the Four Seasons. So, but it was my first Broadway show. I'd been on tour with a Broadway production before that, but that was So I was wearing a monkey mask and playing guitar every night.
Oh man, that is a tremendous show. And of course, Meet Me in St. Louis and Wicked and Mamma Mia. Unbelievable the talent that is with this show. Now, are you going to mix? We mentioned this a little bit earlier. Are you going to mix a little bit of the characters from Chicago PD and Chicago Fire now in the third season of Chicago Med?
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's part of the nature of this universe. It's just they were able to intertwine all three of the shows so seamlessly, and that's one of the goals that Dick has strived for, and one of the mandates that, you know, he set from the very beginning was that we wanted to portray the reality of all these different facets of first responders and public professionals, and seeing how they interacted in day-to-day life. So you'll see people popping up pretty much all the time.
We get to see one another from the other cast, believe it or not. We work in one big space, and you think we cross paths more often, but we don't. And so when we go do these crossovers, it's a treat, really. It's like going to your cousin's house for Thanksgiving.
Oh, don't say that. It's terrible when I go to my cousin's house for Thanksgiving. So don't use that analogy. Anything but my cousin, please.
Okay. We don't have that in common.
Okay. That's right. You got Philip Winchester starring in the first episode, and this is kind of a follow-up of the cliffhanger from last year, is it not?
Right, it is. We find out right at the beginning of the season the fate of Dr. Charles and what goes on with him, and brought in Philip to shoot a courtroom scene that starts to deal with some of the fallout from the incident involving Dr. Charles.
Well, that's great. Well, I congratulate both of you on season number 3 of Chicago Med. This year at a new time and day, it's Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central on NBC. Great show and two fine actors. Nick, Colin, thank you so much for joining us. You're great guests. Please join us again. You're cool, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Feelings mutual.
That's very nice. Now, I just have to ask you one question. I have this pain in my lower back. Do you think that maybe perhaps you could give me some advice on that?
You should probably call your doctor.
You just play one on TV, right?
Exactly.
Nick, Colin, thank you so much to you, my friends.
Same to you.
You too.
Nice guys. I mean it. And talented. Are you kidding me? Nick Gelfis and Colin Donnell, and they are the two stars of Chicago Med. Wednesdays at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central on NBC. And by the way, immediately following that show is Chicago Fire on Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central. And we'll have a couple of the stars from that show coming up next hour.
But right now, I want to remind you to visit our website, which is ronsegi.com, R-O-N-S-E-G-G-I.com. When you get there, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. And we're coming right back with more.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
And around the world, it's Ron Segi today. Well, our next guest couldn't arrive at a more appropriate time. With Michael, of course, in the headlines, we're going to be talking to meteorologist for FEMA's National Disaster Preparedness Training Center. She's a TV network meteorologist and certified by the American Meteorological Society. Joining us right now is Cheryl Nelson. Cheryl, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
having me. I appreciate it.
Well, I tell you, as I mentioned in the introduction, couldn't come at a better time. We're going to talk about preparedness for hurricanes, tornadoes, wildfires, everything that's happening in the headlines right now. First of all, we do the right thing in what we did down here in Florida, Alabama, South Carolina, Georgia. I mean, were we prepared as far as an expert like you is concerned?
Well, I think one thing that people focus on too much is the category of a hurricane, for example. So I know Hurricane Michael, it intensified very quickly. People woke up in the morning and it was a Category 4, and they were thinking, oh no, I didn't evacuate. Maybe I should leave now. But at that point, it's too late. And so I really want to stress, don't focus on the category of the storm, because that only takes into effect the wind speed. But hurricanes can be just as bad, even tropical storms, depending on the speed of them and also the geographic location you're in. But there's so many things. I mean, tropical storms sometimes can be just as deadly as a major hurricane. If they stall out, like Florence did, for example, over the Carolinas, the effects can be devastating.
And, you know, one thing that I guess I never heard of that much before, because prior to living in Orlando, Florida, I lived up north, is these storm surges with the water. I mean, this could be more devastating than a lot of other things connected to a hurricane or a tornado.
Yeah, storm surge is going to be your number one killer when we're talking about tropical cyclones. And so people have to remember that the water, that is going to do the most damage, and that can do, gosh, it can take so many lives. And so it's really scary, and you really got to start thinking about preparing, having that plan, and having a disaster kit.
And, you know, they say be ready and hunker down. I wish they quit using that word, hunker down. They use that way too much.
Okay. I know, but it's true, though. I mean, sometimes you do have to hunker down if you're not going to evacuate and you think you're going to be okay, then one thing you need to think about, for example, if you're a small business, you really are dependent on internet. And when the internet goes out, that can be devastating to small businesses. So I want to tell you about HughesNet Internet Continuity. What's great about them is they provide internet access via satellite, and they detect the outage and they switch over automatically. Small and mid-sized businesses can weather a storm without taking a costly hit to the bottom line, and that can really give you peace of mind. And that way it switches over and it stays on for the duration of that internet outage and then goes right back, so you may hardly even notice.
Talk about people that don't want to leave their house for several reasons. One is that they feel they want to ride it out because they got so many valuables in their house. The other one is just the fact that they can't afford to move. That was the subject here last week with Hurricane Michael. But when it says be ready, how can you be ready? How do you know what to do? Especially if it's a first time around like it was in the panhandle of Florida.
Yeah, Ron, I mean, being ready, gosh, it really is all relative, because for the first time ever, we had a Category 4 hurricane with Michael make landfall on the Florida panhandle. So you might think you're ready, but what I always tell people is think about what you would want your family to have. Would your pets be taken care of? Because people don't necessarily think about themselves, but when you tell them to think about their family to make sure they are prepared and safe, then you go, oh my gosh, okay, so they need this, this, and this. There's so many things that you want to have in your disaster kit, for example. I mean, we all know the essentials, food and water for at least 72 hours, flashlights, batteries, a NOAA weather radio. But something you might not think about, if you have a wildfire, for example, or maybe a flooding event and you have mold spores in the air purifiers can be lifesavers. And I recommend the Honeywell True HEPA air purifier because they're so effective at capturing tiny airborne particles like smoke and mold spores and other allergens. And they're so trusted. They've been doing this over 25 years and are the number one brand recommended by allergists. They can be lifesavers.
When I see these houses that are filled with water, I think to myself, the next step is mold, and that's really tough. You know, you're affiliated with the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration as an ambassador to Weather Ready Nation. I had the opportunity down here in Lakeland, Florida, a couple of weeks ago to go through NOAA. I have to tell you, that is fascinating what those people do, and those pilots that go through the eye of the storm. These guys and women are absolutely heroes.
Oh, I know. I tip my hat to them. I've actually been in the Hurricane Hunter planes
before,
and I'm not during a storm. It was actually during the Hurricane Awareness Tour, but I got to go in the cockpit there, and it was really cool, and just talking to them and learning about what they do is amazing.
It is amazing. I'm going to digress for just a moment from weather, okay? You were crowned Mrs. Virginia in 2014 and went on to place in the top 10 as Mrs. International Pageant. How cool is that? A weather lady that's going right to the top when it comes to beauty.
Oh, you're so sweet. It's funny. People kind of joke beauty and brains, but my platform was natural disaster preparedness. It's something that I'm really, really passionate about, and I'm so happy that I was able to get the word out and spread this important message.
Are storms, with the technology we have today and looking into the future, do they seem to be getting worse? For some reason, down here in this neck of the woods where I'm at, every year seems to have more and more hurricanes, tornadoes. Is this happening, or is it just kind of your imagination?
It's definitely not the imagination. I've studied this. I've been to conferences about this. And, yeah, we are seeing more intense storms, and they're happening more and more often as well. So I think that's why being prepared is that much more important. I mean, look at what happened after Hurricane Michael and Hurricane Florence. Right. And there's so many things people need to do, and they don't know who to call. So something I want to add to your list and your disaster kit is a list of important phone numbers on a laminated piece of paper. And I recommend having the number 1-800-RESPOND, because that'll take you to ServiceMaster Restore. And they're the go-to source for getting your home or business back to normal after that disaster strikes. They'll help you recover from a flood, mold issues, a fire, and they're available 24/7, 365. The number one thing people don't think about until it's too late is insurance. Groundwater flooding is not covered by your homeowner's policy.
Right.
So learn more about that and all kinds of tips and facts to help you determine what kind of insurance you need. Also, links to the State Department of Insurance offices at insureu.naic.org. And for everything we've talked about, visit tipsontv.com.
I always think when there's such big disasters, what it would like in biblical times, because they didn't know it was coming, they didn't know what it was, they thought it was the end of the world, compared to what we have today. It's unbelievable, is it not?
We are so fortunate, yeah. Because without having satellite and radar and weather observations and buoys and weather balloons, I mean, you're right. You don't know what happens, and that's why weather records only go back to the 1850s, because before that, we just didn't have everything to keep those records. And so who knows what really happened? You can look at tree rings and whatnot and look at other things to kind of guess at what happened, but we're so fortunate now, and we do have everything there in place, so we do have advance notice, and we can and should prepare in advance.
And we're getting more smarter on that edge, too, so better things are down the way. Meteorologist for FEMA's National Disaster Preparedness Training Center, Cheryl Nelson. Cheryl, thanks for joining us. Please come back anytime, okay?
Thanks so much, Ron. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
That's going to wrap things up for hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guest this first hour, pretty petite Brenda Lee with that powerful voice, Oliver Hudson from Splitting Up Together on ABC, Colin Donnell and Nick Gilfist, stars of Chicago Med, and FEMA meteorologist Cheryl Nelson. Next hour, actress Mary Lou Henner will be on the show from Chicago Fire, Yuri Sardanoff and Joe Minoso, and then the director of Firefighter Safety Research Institute, Steve Gerber. That's next hour, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. We're going to pause for a second. When we come back, we'll be here with our first guest the second hour, a dear friend of our show, actress Mary Lou Henner.